This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, diving right back into it here on Fesco at Dusty Wednesday edition, hump day. I don't know if people still say that
hump
or not.
Day.
It's in the caption of our stream, so maybe I do.
Oh. Did you fulfill the Tuesday prophecy? You don't have to say anything.
Smash.
Somebody says from the text line for the 816, fleece blanket on the beach, you guys are doing great this week. Yeah, I don't know. That's just what it looked like. He was on the
did.
Well, also, why is he still like he's that got that much money and he's still got the headphones that have the wire?
Oh well, come on. Yeah, that's him.
You know the AirPods. They're trying to get into your brain and they're trying to pick your thoughts. But if you use the cord, they can't get in there. Okay,
that's like legit. Probably. That's not too far off.
Yeah. He's out there. I think that good conversation that we just had about pressure on a Chiefs player. I also don't think that all pressure is bad. I don't think it necessarily has to be. I think that there can be like, because somebody said on the text line, like last year, Travis Kelce didn't really have a full blown off season. Like maybe was distracted or was, you know, not giving it. I don't know.
Whatever.
And they said this year he's going to come back and, you know, burn the competition.
Okay.
Or he's 35, you know, like.
Yeah. Or it's just done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Which that happens. Pressure's great. North Carolina had pressure last night.
Sometime it'd be like that. But we asked the question, we'll bring it up at the top of the hour. It's our Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question at the Fan 965. Would you rather be Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? 175 votes are in. 63% say Mahomes. 36.6 say Bobby Witt Jr. So the gap is narrowing.
Okay,
still
a little bit.
Still quite the lead for one Patrick LaVon Mahomes.
Yeah, make sure and comment just why, because I'm curious for people's answers. Because I wouldn't have thought that some people went Binks way, and I'm sure some are.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we give every single one of our tournament picks. So at the top of every hour, we will go through each region. People will be like, are you kidding me? Big day tomorrow.
Huge.
Plus, we got to staple $10 to it and go give it to Sterling. Because wouldn't that be funny? Because they want to do the brackets that are all electronic. I'm like, what you said that you wanted us to join. So here you go. Oh, well, that's not really how it works. Well, I guess you don't want my money. But tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scene views. Tomorrow, we give you all of our picks, all of them. All 64, because we didn't do the play-in games. We're just letting those ride. Tonight you have two play-in games.
Yeah, I never pick the play-in games. The play-in games...
Well, because you're not going to pick a...
No.
Unless it's... you wait until they actually play, because like now you might pick North Carolina over Ole Miss.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Could. I won't.
I could. Yeah, I probably won't either.
SECOE.
Let's go, baby.
Let's get into one word.
Let's do it. One word. We just talked to Jay, our guy Bink. Him and Chris Unicero doing mock drafts. They just did their first Chiefs-only mock draft. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go find that on the Fan 965, the Twitter page, or our website, wherever. We've seen some mock drafts recently, Dusty. You saw a couple yesterday. Our guy Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah. The Chiefs had the Chiefs picking a tackle in the first round, which would maybe be a little bit weird with the Jalen Moore addition from last week. One word on if the Chiefs went tackle in the first round. Let's say 31. They don't trade up.
Futuristic. I believe if they go for a tackle, they're going for somebody who they believe in the next year or two can be a guy where it is shut the door, clean the drawers, mop the floors, stand tall. Be that guy. We've drafted you. We've developed you over a year. We have this Moore guy that we brought in from San Francisco. You are the future. We have to have that piece. We don't want to worry about it anymore. So I would say if they took a tackle left or right, preferably left, it would be futuristic because that's what they plan on that guy doing. I don't know if you start a rookie tackle. Obviously, it didn't work out well last year. I think that you would let that guy kind of groom under Moore. And then once he's kind of proven his worth and his wealth and he goes and gets signed somewhere else, enter first-round draft pick, left tackle.
Yeah, that could be the plan. Mine would be microscope. Because if they go tackle in the first round, that's what that kid's going to be under.
I'd prefer it be defensive tackle.
Me too.
But I think it's going to be offensive tackle.
I don't think they go I don't think they go offensive tackle in the first round. But again, if they do, I would be, surprised, a little confused. But a microscope would be my big word. You know, if we've got textures, Veach haters talking about Breland Speaks. You don't think they're going to be texting? And if this tackle doesn't work out, that's a huge pick in the first round. If
Clyde Edwards go tackle. Lair?
Exactly. Sky Moore. One word on. This Cam Hayward audio that you kind of teased earlier, this is him talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. He's on a podcast being asked about, man, what do you think about Rodgers? Cam Hayward. What's your one word there?
Deserving. I mean, obviously, it's not like a huge, you know, it's not a huge mystery. It's not like they re-released Aaron Rodgers tapes like they did with JFK yesterday. Wild. But... like, dude, clearly nobody really wants you. You're still here. Like, Stephon Diggs and Keenan Allen will sign before you will. There are three teams. There are Pittsburgh, there is Minnesota, there are the Giants. Those are the three teams. The minute you call or talk to one of those with your agent, say, hey, I'm really interested, here's why, that's fine. But Aaron Rodgers is playing this martyr role, this Eeyore role from Winnie the Pooh. Like, nobody wants me. Nobody wants me around. Mm-hmm. I still have some talent. It's like, dude, you've been a complete regurgitation of yourself for the last 2 years. And I think Cam Hayward's right. Like, I totally agree. Like, figure it out. Like, what? It's either us or let us know. We're not here waiting and pining on you. Like, kind of they are, but it's also like, it's almost like to the point where it's disrespectful, but it's yearning from Cam Hayward, as I would say. That is my word for that. It's yearning. It's deserving. It's acceptable. Like, to hell with it, dude. Take off the fleece blanket and the headphones, not even AirPods. Take off the headphones, take off the fleece blanket, come to reality. Do you want to play or do you not? Nobody's going to care. We're just waiting to see what you want to say. You know it. Get out of here. Get lost. You're not bigger than the game, even though you think you are.
My one word would be Khan. Omar Khan, Steelers GM. Cam Hayward, I get it. Aaron Rodgers sucks. You're mad at him. But your team kind of needs him, which is crazy to say in 2025 that your team is in a situation where you kind of need Aaron Rodgers. That's crazy. You put your GM has put yourself in that situation. So if you're going to be frustrated, you're going to be mad, that's fine. You can put that out towards Aaron Rodgers. But what are you going to expect? You've got a guy, a professional in your building that you can go talk to face to face and say, hey, man, what the hell? I've given 12 years of my life to this franchise. I had the remnants of Ben Roethlisberger, and now I've had a big bundle of suck, to quote Jay Binkley. So love Cam Hayward. Aaron Rodgers is not worth that anymore. You don't need to be waiting for a guy like Rodgers, but you are, and you're in that situation because of Omar Khan.
Yeah, from the 816, what is your guy's obsession with Aaron Rodgers? LOL. It's not an obsession.
Dude, he is a story
of the offseason that Cam Hayward just talked about.
What do you want us to do?
Sorry, it's a sports station. He's the number one commodity out there that we are waiting to see where we go next. Does he complete the Brett Favre cycle? Does he go to Pittsburgh and play with DK and George Pickens? Cam Hayward just said, we're tired of it. Figure it out. Either come here or don't. It's not like we just woke up this morning like, ah, what are we going to talk about?
Rodgers.
Come on, man.
This Hall of Famer, top 10 quarterback of all time, that's choosing where he's going to go. Now, should it actually matter? Should the obsession be there from the media? No, but it is because that's where three or four teams are. They're quarterback needy. It's a quarterback needy league. Rodgers is that guy with the name. Now, if this were a few years ago, I would say the Steelers should be waiting, and he's worth waiting for, but it's not 4 years ago. So we'll continue. Sticking
Someone
with
says,
football.
Can the Rizzler play left tackle? Dusty, you've talked about Aaron Rodgers every day. LOL, the hate for Aaron is comical. He's the number one sports story in the NFL. Get lost. Sorry that you like him. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go to ESPN. Go to NFL Network.
They're talking about it.
Go to it. Kiss my ass.
He's going to play in either New York, Pittsburgh, or for a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
It's a story. So
100%. Cam Hayward, legendary Pittsburgh player.
Hall of Famer.
Talking about it.
Yep.
Was clipped everywhere yesterday.
Exactly. Went viral.
God, Cam Hayward's so obsessed with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. It's insane.
Okay. We got some more audio to play. Cowherd, it's your guy.
Yeah.
He loves to cook on the offseason, right? He loves to get these hot takes going.
Yeah, no, he thinks the Chargers are going to win the AFC West.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
In the league left, and they didn't want him to leave. They couldn't afford him. They don't have a left tackle. They paid a lot for Jalen Moore, who's never been a starter. By the way, they're not going to go 11-0 in one score games. Raiders are better. Broncos will be better. The Chargers will be better. It never lasts forever.
This is an annual tradition where you pick a new team to win the AFC West, and then midway through the year, you're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. Also, you said the Chiefs didn't want to lose Joe Tooney. What, was there a gun to Brett Beach's head when he called the Bears and traded him? They didn't lose Joe Tooney. They traded Joe Tooney. So I just got to say, the rest of your bracket feels a lot like we are respecting the teams that were really good last year, except for, of course, the Chiefs.
That's fantastic.
Right. I think he says when Coward's saying the Raiders are better, they're better than they were last year, I think. Not saying they're better than the Chiefs.
Okay.
So to give that some context,
okay.
he's not saying the Raiders are better than the Chiefs, the Chargers are better than the Chiefs. Maybe he does believe that with the Chargers, but I think he's saying the teams as opposed to last year are better than they were. Because, I mean, look, the Raiders have Geno Smith, and they went and got a receiver as well. Right? No, they haven't got a receiver.
They might
go get Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, yeah.
And they pair him with Brock Bowers, who was a insane rookie last year.
Yep. Amazing.
Right?
Maybe tight end one.
Maybe. Let's see what he does in year two.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just saying. That's how good he already is.
Yeah, because
then they went and got Pete Carroll.
The reason I say pump the brakes on tight end one is we all put Sam LaPorta there last year.
Yep.
And that didn't work out too well. Now, I know he was battling an injury from the year before that ended in the end, like ended at the end of the season. But yeah, I think this is the tightest the division has ever been into the next season because the Chiefs are vulnerable. They got blown out in the Super Bowl and everybody watched it. The Chargers made the playoffs. How'd that work out? The Broncos made the playoffs.
Yeah.
How'd that work out? They got blown out by Buffalo.
And Chargers made the playoffs too. And Herbert did his classic, threw four interceptions.
Right. So
yeah, three AFC West teams made the playoffs last year.
Right.
And those two, and all three, well, at least two of which got better.
And two of which got into the playoffs for the first time and got absolutely blown out and showed their true characters. Herbert had four interceptions in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
He threw four all year.
I think he threw two all year.
Two all year. Yeah. He threw four in that playoff game. Bo Nix and the Broncos went into Buffalo and got absolutely boat raced. They weren't those teams last year. Have they really narrowed the gap that much in the offseason? Evan Ingram? Does that really make you that much better? The Chargers? I think it's great. Geno Smith, the quarterback in the Raiders? Cool. He could even do garbage in the NFC West. That's absolutely garbage. Welcome to the AFC West. Let's see how you do. But my one word on that is history. Just go look at the history. Until it happens, then we can have the conversation about it. The Chiefs will win the AFC West this year. They will potentially play for the AFC Championship game. They are the favorite to get there, get in the AFC. And it's the same teams with the same quarterbacks another year in advance. I trust that Mahomes is going to be that guy. And I think that the Chiefs, still with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, is that duo, lead them to that destiny and that destination. But yeah, I'm not doing this. We're not doing the Chargers. I'm not Carrington. No.
It's an early Chargers champ, offseason champ take.
And Coward's big take with them is that the fact that there's nobody that knows the college talent more than Jim Harbaugh, which is a fair take because he was just in college football last or 2 years ago.
Weird take, man.
But that's the take that he's giving to give them the edge. You still have Justin Herbert, right? You brought back Mike Williams. Oh, man. Big move. Now, they do have Ladd McConkey.
They do.
But again, if we're going to pump the brakes on a sophomore season with Brock Bowers, let's see if Ladd McConkey can do it again. I think Ladd McConkey has a better chance at being as equal or better than he was last year than Brock Bowers, just because tight ends are weird in the NFL.
Yeah, and Brock Bowers was better at a tight end than Ladd McConkey was as a wide receiver. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think both are still going to be studs.
Right.
Najee Harris on the Chargers. We'll see how that ends up.
Someone asked on the text line, did we do this with the Patriots dynasty?
Probably.
I don't think we did because the AFC East was absolutely trash.
Well, they ask every year there's a new pick to dethrone the Chiefs. You're right. In the AFC East, we didn't do that.
No.
But did we do that in the AFC? Absolutely. But you're right. In the AFC West, no.
No, every time the Patriots were in their dynasty, it was like, is Tom Brady the quarterback? Yes. Is Bill Belichick the coach? Yes. Okay, Patriots Super Bowl favorites.
That division.
Every single year. Not division. The hell with it. Not conference. The hell with that.
Oh, I
disagree.
They were
Super Bowl favorites every single year.
So are the Chiefs.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But like, we weren't sitting here going, I don't know, man. Miami's got Fitzpatrick this year.
No, I agree.
Could be their year to knock off the Patriots. Or, I don't know, man. Indianapolis, this is their year. It's like, until Indianapolis does it, prove it to me.
I don't know. I think across the whole AFC, I think the conversation would have been similar. Yeah, I don't know where we're going on this.
I don't either. I feel like there's like somebody with like a grass skirt and fire going around their head.
I feel like I'm in Book of Mormon right now. If you know, you know. I would say my one word for that would be disrespect. The precedent that the Chiefs have set is truly historic. And I don't mean to be like, oh, unprecedented, historic in the same sentence. Wow, Mac, way to go. Common word bingo, or overused word bingo. But that's literally what it is. I mean, what the Chiefs have done, we just never really seen before. So, yeah, in addition of an older past his prime tight end and an older running back that's never really been up to his worth or his hype isn't really going to change the way I see this division playing out. Do I have some skepticism about the Chiefs this year right now? Right now, before the draft, here in March? Yeah, as you should. It's okay to have that. But the end result's going to be the same. The Chiefs will be on top. Speaking of the Chiefs, they've got a rival. They try to. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. They don't ever live up to it. Only in the regular season, not this year. Ja'Marr Chase, he did resign. This is what he's had to say about staying in Cincinnati.
For me, I like Cincinnati because it gives me the opportunity to come here and focus. You know, I'm not distracted out here. It's not too much. Too many things to get me, you know, off pace out here, you know, and it's strictly what I'm focused on. That's really tunnel vision for me to play football. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the food's not the best. We could work on that, but.
So basically, he's just like, yeah, Cincinnati's pretty boring, but keeps me focused.
Yeah. Honesty?
Yeah.
I mean, he said he's from New Orleans. I mean, we were in New Orleans. You know how great that food is. We put 10 pounds on. It's all fried. What that Uber driver say? Most people in New Orleans get gout by 35.
Bob puked
in the Uber. But yeah, I think it's one of those things where like, it's honesty. Like Cincinnati, I've never been there. I can't imagine how entertaining it is. But everybody always says, oh, it's boring. It is what it is. Like the food sucks. Honesty, like, I mean, look at Tyreek Hill in Miami. Got paid, went there, and got laid a lot. Unprotected.
Yeah.
11 kids. Distraction. Miami. Los Angeles. Distraction. Remember when Randy Moss was in Oakland and went and played for the Raiders and he just disappeared? Distractions. Ja'Marr Chase makes a really good point. The food sucks in Cincinnati. There's not a whole lot to do. So really all I can do is play football and focus on my craft. Love it. I love the honesty.
Yeah, I love it too from Chase. Way to go, man. Over to baseball. One word on The Royals, our boys. The Yalls announced yesterday they're going to wear powder blues for every Saturday home game. One word, baby.
Horny.
Overdue. Bonetown.
Overdue.
Yeah, that's the good word. Overdue. Pastime. Yes.
Like the all powder blues. Not just the top with white bottoms.
With the old school going, logo on the hat.
We're going white, blue, powder blue hats, powder blue tops, powder blue bottoms. And you know some sick cat daddy out there is going to have some nasty looking powder blue shoes. That's why I hope MJ and Melendez can actually pull his weight. Because he'll have a stylish look. That looks like
great.
He spent all of his attributes on in MLB The Show on his outfits, but not on his talent. Sorry, prove me wrong. But if MJ Melendez is out there cranking bombs, looking sexy like he can, it's going to look real nice on a Saturday.
You gave a deadline yesterday for MJ. What was it?
I don't know, 20 at-bats?
Yeah, it was more than it might have been. It was something like that.
I don't know. I just don't know what it is. Yeah. I think that...
Because I was like, is this the time? How much time does he have?
And you Father's Day.
That might have been it.
How about we be honest?
Let's be honest.
I'll give MJ Melendez till Father's Day to prove that he should be still on this, you know...
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, Father's Day.
Father's Day.
I believe that's June 15th.
Literally, I'm writing it down.
Yeah, June 15th is the day of reckoning or recognition for MJ Melendez. Is that enough time? That might be too much time. That means he gets the end of March. Well, that's not fair. He gets April. He gets all of April and all of May. If by Father's Day, when they're having a putt-off for the U.S. Open, MJ Melendez is hitting .202 with three home runs, and he has more strikeouts than RBI, I'm done.
You're out.
I'm over it.
Okay. You're giving him 2 months and change. You're giving him more than enough time.
That's way more than enough.
Love it. Yeah, my one word would be sexy.
For the Powders?
Yeah. Well, and MJ, but yeah.
And they're going to wear them on the first weekend of the series because they'll play Thursday, opening day, March 27th. Friday, Michael Massey, Kyle Isbell, Vern at the Royals Roundtable at the Hollywood Casino, which we'll all be there, 6 o'clock. Open forum questions from 6:30 to the 7 o'clock close. And then there'll be March Madness going on as well. That'll be the Elite Eight rounds? No, Sweet 16.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's second weekend. So that'll be Sweet 16 rounds. And then Elite Eight's that weekend. So maybe it is. No, it'd be Saturday, Sunday would be the Elite Eight. So not only that, and then, you know, we'll be there. And then Saturday they play, right? Because they're off Friday, play Saturday. Powder Blues come back in action.